the Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies that even the G-Men cannot reach, the Green Hornet. Through the public-spirited cooperation of the King Trendle Broadcasting Corporation, the Green Hornet program is now being sponsored by Uncle Sam, who has a topical message tonight for Americans everywhere. The bombs of our enemies, with one blow, accomplish the task of strengthening our national spirit and bringing about the unity of the people with our government and our president. We can all help to win this war. The one way to put whatever strength we have into this fight is to lend our money to Uncle Sam by buying defense bonds and stamps, buying as many as we possibly can. The government needs your money. Every dollar will go toward building anti-aircraft guns, the bombers and battleships that will wipe out the Axis terror. Get defense bonds and stamps at your bank, post office, or savings and loan association today and every day. With his faithful valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed as he races toward another thrilling adventure in the story, Graft Below the Surface, the Green Hornet Strikes Again. Underneath the surface of the big city, like arteries under a human skin, run the lifelines that make the city breathe. The conduits that carry electric cables, the gas mains and the water mains, and the giant pipes of the city's vast sewage system. Taller and wider than a man, echoing and vast and dark and strange, which is just how it seemed to a party of men exploring a newly constructed section of the system.
Let me tell you newspapermen something. These pipes are the finest ever used, built to last centuries. Listen to that ring. Sturdy, solid. An investment the city can be proud of.
It cost a lot of money, Roscoe.
What's that? Who's that talking?
Right here.
Oh, yes, Reed. This echo changes voices so much it's hard to tell. Yes, it did cost a lot of money, but it's worth every penny. Well, gentlemen, come along. We've got some more to cover.
Yes, Commissioner.
Boss. Hey, boss.
Yes, Laurie, what is it?
I did what you told me. I took a look at one of the side pipes. You were right, boss.
You find anything?
I found a crack in one pipe big enough to slide a book through, a big book.
Rotten construction?
Well, I'm not sure, boss, but I'll bet an honest engineer would turn thumbs down on it.
Nice going, Laurie. Maybe we'll have a little story in tomorrow's Sentinel that Commissioner Roscoe won't like.
Yeah, him and his conductor tours. He picks out one good section and exhibits it like a showcase. If you ask me, it looks like some of that dough might have ended up other places.
That's Charlie Blake.
Boss. Laurie. That was a voice.
Yeah, thanks. I thought I was hearing things.
Hello. Hello.
That's Charlie Blake.
It's coming right from this wall.
Oh, who's that talking? Where are you?
No use looking. I'm in the next pipe. The metal touches it, conducts sound very well.
Who are you?
Never mind that. But if you're looking for the graft, ask Charlie Blake, that's all. Ask Charlie Blake.
Mysterious voice calling. Ask Charlie Blake, it says. Ask Charlie Blake. Oh, it gave me the shivers. Maybe we dreamed up the whole thing.
Well, not both of us, Laurie. The name was Charlie Blake, I'm positive.
He's not very well known, Mr. Reed.
Well, nothing in the files on him?
Not a thing.
Laurie, you checked with the Engineering Society and the outfit who did that sewer job for Roscoe?
Yeah, boss, no dice.
Huh, I see.
The whole thing might have been a gag. Maybe we ought to drop it.
Not a chance, Laurie. I've got a feeling this is hot, and we're going to keep digging. We're going to find Charlie Blake.
But how?
How? This is a newspaper, Miss Case. Did you ever hear of advertising? We'll put an ad on page one asking Charlie Blake to come here.
No use, boss. This Charlie Blake lead fizzled out like a wet firecracker. This guy wanted $100 and he wanted to help us, but all I got out of him was a blank look.
The man answered the ad. You're sure he was Charlie Blake?
Yeah, he showed me his license and social security card.
He works for Commissioner Roscoe?
Uh-huh.
And said nothing.
That's right, boss. Maybe that graft angle was all a phony.
No, not a chance, Laurie. You saw that faulty construction.
I'm beginning to wonder.
Well, don't. We've got to prove that. Yes, Miss Case?
There's a call on line 3, Mr. Reed. I don't know who it is. He won't give his name. But somehow it sounds important.
Won't give his name? Well, what's it about?
Well, all he says is it's about the sewer system.
The sewer? I'll take it, Miss Case. Hello?
Hello? Who's this?
Well, my name's Britt Reed, publisher of the Sentinel. You have something to tell me? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. A man named Charles Blake came to see you?
Gosh, boy.
Yes, a man came and answered to our ad. What about him?
He's lying. His real name's Durkus, not Charles Blake. His name is Durkus. Don't believe him.
His name is Durkus? Well, how do you know? Are you Charlie Blake? I said, are you... Hello? Hello?
Hung up, boss.
Oh, he's gone. You heard?
Yeah. So that guy was Durkus. Who's Durkus?
Well, we'll find out. I'm more concerned with this mysterious caller. You didn't recognize his voice, Lowry?
No.
Well, you didn't hear him as well as I did. Lowry, that was the same voice we heard on the pipe last night. The voice telling us to ask for Charlie Blake. And we still don't know who it is.
That evening in Britt Reed's apartment, his Filipino valet spoke.
Mr. Britt. You think of something, yes?
That's no joke, Cato.
Mr. Lowry, not able to change what Durkus say. Durkus stick by story. Say, very big joke on Daily Central.
Cato, you'd better get the gas weapon and the hornet mask.
What?
Go ahead, we're going out on the Black Beauty. Let's see if Durkus will stick by his story when he meets the Green Hornet.
You want me to come with you, Mr. Britt?
Yes, there's no danger of the car being found. This alley's deserted. Come along. I may need you when I call on Durkus.
We come to Mr. Durkus' room now, yes?
This door right here. Kato, it's open.
Oh, let someone talk on telephone.
That's Durkus. You wait for me, kiddo. I'm going in.
Well, I've been waiting for you to call me, boss. Yeah, I went over to Stepto, but it didn't take. Why? Because that nosy reporter I talked to was back here this evening. He knows I'm Durkus, and he knows I'm not Charlie Blake. It's got me worried. What's going on, boss? Don't you trust me? Now listen, Roscoe, I... No, I didn't tell him it was you that sent me. But don't leave me in the middle, understand? I don't like it. Good night.
You are in the middle, Durkus. You're on the spot.
You're on the spot, not me. Don't move or I'll let you have it.
Well, you fooled me, didn't you? You heard me coming?
No, Hornet. I happened to look in the mirror on the wall. I saw you.
Don't be a fool, Durkus. You can't fight me.
I can't, huh?
You don't dare shoot. It'd be hard. There'd be police up here inside of a minute.
That's okay with me, Hornet. First of all, I have a permit for this gun, see? And second, there isn't anybody would blame me for getting rid of the Green Hornet. That reward for you says dead or alive.
In just a moment, we'll continue our story. But first, a few weeks ago, you heard your commander-in-chief declare... This government puts its trust in the stamina of the American people. At his praise, you felt a lift of pride, didn't you? Well, how's your stamina, measured in dollars? Have you bought United States defense bonds? Have you bought as many as you possibly can? Answer that question with action first thing Monday morning. Go quickly to your bank, post office, or savings and loan association, and you'll deserve the trust your government puts in you. Plan to buy defense bonds repeatedly and steadily. That's the way every man, woman, and child in America can enlist time and again, day after day. Put every dime and dollar you can spare into bonds for the defense of America. And now back to our story. Britt Reed went out as the Green Hornet to question Dirkus about the mystery of the unknown Charlie Blake. But for once, the Green Hornet was trapped. Dirkus, apparently used to guns, saw the Hornet in a mirror and turned to face him with a gun in his hand.
I don't take chances with a guy like you, Hornet. I think I'll shoot first and collect that reward money afterward. It'll be easy.
Wait. Roscoe won't like
it. What do I care? Roscoe? What do you mean, Roscoe?
Who do you think sent me over here?
What do I care? That reward is $25,000. That ain't
hay. It's chicken feed.
Huh?
You heard me. $25,000 is peanuts compared to what you might get. Don't you know what this is all about?
What?
Why you were sent to that newspaper? Why you were told to say you were Charlie Blake?
No, I don't know. So what?
Okay, Dirkus, then you'd better listen.
You're looking for information, but you're not pumping me. Now get ready to stop a bullet.
All right, he's got his back to you. Take care of him.
What? Not pull trigger. That is all, Mr. Britt. He not wake up for several minutes.
Nice going, Cato. His trigger finger was itching. It was all I could do to get him maneuvered around so his back was toward you.
Yes, that is so. We leave him?
He doesn't know anything, Cato. The only one who might is Roscoe.
I see. What we do now?
Back to the car, Cato. We're going to Roscoe's office.
Answer, I can't understand that.
Roscoe.
Dirkus. Well, I've been trying to call you back. I wanted to talk
to
you about...
I was not cold. I left as soon as it came to.
You what?
I want to know what goes on. Is the Green Hornet working for you or what?
The Green Hornet? Say, what is
he this? He doesn't work for you, huh?
Have you been having a nightmare?
He was over at my place, Commissioner. He was asking about this Charlie Blake business.
The Hornet?
Yeah, yeah.
What'd you tell him?
Me? Well, nothing. You're the only guy that knows what it's all about.
The Green Hornet. Why should he suddenly stick his nose in my affairs?
Well, I came right over. Roscoe, what's up? What's the Hornet trying to do?
That's easy, Dirkus. He's trying to get a slice of the money I've made on this job.
You don't sound worried.
There's only one thing worries me. That's this Charlie Blake business. Do you think the Hornet knows?
Who Charlie Blake is?
Yeah.
No, he don't know. He was asking me. But you know, don't you?
It worries me, Dirkus.
Come on, boss, spill it. Who is he?
That's what I can't figure out. It should be, who was he?
Was? You mean?
I mean the Charlie Blake I knew died 2 years ago. How can he be alive now?
2 years ago?
Yes, died and never came back, and yet it...
What's that?
What?
That humming sound. There, it stopped.
The vacuum cleaner. That janitor who never says more than a word. He's in my office,
what
and
do you
I...
want? Let go of me.
What in blazes?
Dirkus.
What happened to that guy? First he yells, and then all of a sudden he... Come on, boss.
No, you look.
He ain't here.
Are you sure?
Yeah, he's gone. And that door in the hall is open. Well, look, the place is empty.
It was him.
Well, what could have happened to him? What could...
It was him, I tell you.
What's the matter with you, Commissioner? You look like you saw a ghost.
Not saw a ghost, Dirkus. Heard a ghost.
What's that, double talk?
That janitor. Just a few words were all he ever spoke before. Kept his voice low and even... And then just now he yelled, Dirkus, Charlie Blake didn't die, he's alive. That janitor is Charlie Blake.
And you better keep your fingers crossed that the Hornet doesn't find out, boss.
What? The Hornet?
Yeah. This is a Green Hornet seal right on the door here. You better keep your fingers crossed. If the Hornet learns that guy is Charlie Blake, you had Charlie Blake. You'll pay plenty.
Why you stop car?
Here. Help me get him out.
What?
Come on. Oh. Here, on this park bench, Cato. Now back to the car.
We leave him on bench?
He'll recover from the gas soon, Cato. When he does, we'll follow him. Be sure to head for his home.
I understand. That way we find out who this man is, yes?
Yes, then we'll take the Black Beauty to the hiding place once more and see what happens tomorrow.
Something will happen?
I wouldn't be surprised, Cato. You see, I left a Hornet note in his pocket. He's sure to find it sometime, and when he does, well, we'll be ready for it. What time is it, Cato?
A few minutes after six, Mr. Breed.
I can't understand why something doesn't happen. I left that Hornet note in his pocket. He should have found it by now. What's going on at his house?
All set, Commissioner?
Yes, Durkus.
I phoned his home. Told him to go to section 15 of the new sewer system at once. He should be there in 2 hours.
You're sure he's Charlie Blake, huh?
Positive. And it's only his fear of that accident he had before that kept him from coming right out in the open with what he knows about my taking the city's money.
You're sure he knows?
He must. He's a janitor, isn't he? Plenty of times he's had opportunity to go through my desk. I've seen him near it many times and never suspected.
That accident must have changed his looks plenty.
It did. And it wasn't an accident. And when you do your job on him tonight, that won't be an accident either. Better step on him. He ought to be leaving his house any minute.
No, Hazel, I'm going, I tell you. It's my job. If they say report to Section 15, that's where I go.
Charlie, you're so mixed up. What happened last night?
I don't know. I was in Roscoe's office, heard the door open, turned around. Next thing I knew, I was waking up in the park, on a bench.
Why don't you go to the police? Tell them. Tell them, don't be afraid to.
I guess I can't help being afraid, Hazel. You remember the first time? Charlie Blake, working for Commissioner Roscoe. Good job. But I found out things. And then when that cheaply built tunnel caved in, I was under it. I was under it, and it was Roscoe's fault. That tunnel caved because he took the money. He took the money. They thought I died. They thought...
Charlie, don't.
Yeah. Yeah, I mustn't think of that.
You were out of your mind for a year. Nobody even knew your name.
When I met you, we got married.
And you went back to work for Roscoe again. Under a different name, just so you could get evidence that he was a grafter. Well, now you've got it. Go to the police. Go to the police.
No. I've got to be careful. Last time, I wasn't careful. I've got to be careful. It's half past 7. I've got to be careful. I've got to go. Section 15, the new sewer system.
Charlie!
Now let go of my coat, Hazel.
Charlie, there may be danger. Suppose there's an accident in the
pipe. Oh, there won't be any accident. That system isn't in operation yet. Hazel, let go.
Charlie! What's this? Not your pocket. Fold it out.
I don't know. I gotta go.
Poor mind. If this were only cleared up, he'd be able to sleep. He'd be all right again. This note, it's from the Green Hornet. I've got to call the police.
Hello? Yes, Larry, Reed talking. What's that? Janitor at Roscoe's off. A note from the Green Hornet. His wife called. Well, where? Where is he now? Yeah, I'll get over there right away.
Mr. Britt, what is trouble? After all, you expected man to call police when he find Hornet note?
Yeah, but he didn't call, Cato. His wife called. He's already gone out to Section 15 at the new pipes, and his wife's frantic. She said something may happen to him, and I think she's right.
Why is that? You're not sending him there.
That's just it, Cato. It must have been Roscoe. And get this, Cato. That man is Charlie Blake himself.
So that is it.
Yes, Cato. We're closer to that new sewer system than the others, and we're getting there first. Open the sliding panel. We're going out in the Black Beauty.
Beside you, Durkus. Pull it all the way to the right.
Okay.
Good. That sends water racing into these new pipes from 3 miles further up. It'll be here in 10 minutes.
It's cutting it close, isn't it?
There's time. Get your blackjack ready. Here comes Blake. When I talk to him, hit him.
We'll lead him to be drowned.
I got you.
Hello, Blake.
Roscoe, it's you.
Yes, I know who you are. I thought you died in that tunnel cave-in. This time, I'm making sure.
Don't come near me. Don't.
Nice going, Durkus. He's out cold.
Yeah. Never give a sucker an even break. Now let's get out of this pipe, boss. Let's go to the... What the...
The Hornet.
That's right, Roscoe. There are dark corners in these pipes.
You shot him. You shot Durkus.
Sure I did. He's not hurt, Roscoe, but he may end up the same way Blake will.
I expected to see you again, Hornet, but not here. Not in... Hornet, listen. That's the water. It's flooding the tunnel. We've got to get out.
Don't move, Roscoe.
You'll be drowned, Hornet. There's still
time.
What
about Durkus?
I don't give a hoot about Durkus. It's my life. Why are you pointing that gun at me?
Maybe you ought to keep them company, Roscoe.
No, you can't shoot me, Hornet. Look, I've got money.
When he talks, I'll make it talk fast, Roscoe.
Here, 10,000. That's all I've got on me. I've been carrying it around. I knew that's what you want. Take it and
let
me...
Thanks, I will take it. And you take this.
No, don't shoot. Don't, Hornet. You pull the trigger.
Mr. Britt, Roscoe deserved to die. He would sacrifice his helper for money.
$10,000, Cato. Remind me to send this to the Red Cross secretly. Now?
Oh, yes, please. There's very little time. Water already in the bottom of the pipe.
It's a temptation, Cato. We left Roscoe here, a rat like him. Oh, we'll let the law handle this. Come on, Cato. All three of them. You take Roscoe. He's the heaviest. I'll carry Blake and Durkus. We've got to get them out before this pipe's flooded.
Here's the manhole of section 15. It's open.
Wait, we don't have to go in. Look, all three of them are lying right on the curve.
Oh, don't hit me.
Blake, you're all right. Well, what happened to you?
Where am I?
On the curve, above the ground. We got here as fast as we could. Your wife told us everything.
I was in the tunnel. Roscoe and Durkus, they hit me. How'd I get up here?
Well, you got me, brother, because you're not alone.
What?
Look around you. There's Roscoe and there's Durkus, both colder than mackerel.
Roscoe's a grafter. I can prove it. I'm not afraid to talk anymore. I guess that wallop on the head cleared me up a lot. I see things straight now.
Hey,
I'm going to...
there's water pouring through the pipes down below.
That's okay. You can call the main station. They'll shut it off.
Why, those dirty rats tried to murder you. Don't worry, they'll pay for it behind bars. But there's one thing I don't get. Who got you out of there?
These two lugs have been gassed, Lowry.
Gassed? Holy mackerel, that means that...
Hey, there's the Green Hornet.
Yeah, I might have known it. The Green Hornet. Another racketeer licked and another headline on its way. And the Green Hornet still is free as air. Can't anybody catch that crook?
If you want to see the sun set quickly on the land of the rising sun, there's one thing all of you can do. Buy United States defense bonds and stamps. Buy as many as you can, as often as you can. Go to your post office, bank, or savings and loan association and buy stamps and bonds every payday. Your purchases of United States defense bonds and stamps will ensure for America a victorious finish to this war. Do your part to build the defense of America. You have just heard the adventure, Graft Below the Surface. These exciting dramas originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit and are sent to you each Saturday at this same time. They are copyrighted features of the Green Hornet Incorporated. All characters, names, places, and incidents used in this drama are purely fictitious. Bob Height speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.